John chapter 5. I said this in my last class, and I'll say it again because it's the truth. The worst thing that's happened to mankind is religion. It ain't the serpent, it ain't the devil, it ain't sickness and disease, it ain't poverty, it ain't none of that. It's religion. Religion and tradition. Because it's the one set of things that can keep you out of being everything you're supposed to be. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus walked this earth, I mean physically, like you know, we know the story when he came here and lived his 33 years, and it's been over 2,000 years since that happened, since the resurrection. You know, we celebrated yesterday, right? And since it's been 2,000 years, and we still live like Pharisees. We still live like we don't have a new covenant. We still live like we ain't redeemed. If you got any problem in your health, any problem in your finance, any problem with relationships, any problem or stuff ain't going like you don't know what's going on with your life, you're confused, you are living an unredeemed lifestyle. Shouldn't be. How much was the price that was paid? How much was given up for us to live the God kind of life? So here we are in a situation now where we are still, the church as a whole, is still very Pharisaic. Let me say Pharisees. They were built, and let me go back in the beginning, right? You know the story about the beginning, right? Huh? You know, Adam and Eve in the evening tree, now it's good news, so he put them out the garden, right? You know, between then they got put out the garden, it was a long time before they got the law. See, sometimes we don't use our imagination, living by the book, all right? We don't use our mind, we don't think. We jump to stuff and we don't think. There was a long time before the law came because the law didn't come to Moses. So, I mean, all this time, it was just what was going on? It was an open moment. Then the law comes because God realized that the people were violating principle and they couldn't understand. They didn't want to listen to a prophet. You remember the people wanted a king. Remember that? Remember they wanted a king? He told them, you don't need a king. Keep following my prophet. Keep doing what my prophet tell me to do. No, we want a king. We want a king. All right, here. Take your king. And it went to hell on him. You remember that? So now I'm going to give you the law. I'm going to take Moses up on the mountain and give you a law. Thou shalt not kill. All the Ten Commandments, all that, right? And then somehow the Ten Commandments turned into hundreds of commandments by the time you got to where Jesus came. All right, so who added this on? I got to. Just living by the book. Everybody say living by the book. See, you have to use your mind. When you're living by the book, you got to think. Okay? Where did all the 200 something more laws, where they all came from? Moses came with 10. So now I learned in Western Civ. I learned in Western Civilization. I was in LSU. I talk about that a lot. I learned in Western Civ that the reason there's so many, you know, we got Episcopals and Methodist Church and Baptist and Catholic and Kojic, and we got full gospel, and then Presbyterian, and we got Charismatic. Come on, we can name. They got hundreds of them. The Lutheran Church, you know what I'm saying? The Seventh Day, all these different, right? The reason, and I found out the reason that there was because it was one church, and they started messing over things, right? One church that was running everything, but they were misusing everything. Right? It's one of the ones I called just now. All right? But man got to the point where they started picking what they wanted to do and started creating their way of doing it. And so it does this. So now we got thousands of, right? And where we four square. So we, you know what I'm saying? We bleed it. Well, where's Jesus? That's what Quentin asked in the last class. Where's Jesus? Jesus all. Jesus is all. Remember that song? He everything. He's it. Ain't no legislation around Jesus. So where do we get the legislation from? Whatever you're doing, whatever you're reading, you read today, you read your Bible. Was you looking for Jesus? Did you find him if you was looking for him? Right? Good question. Looking for him, did you find him? right? Have you learned? In Ephesians 4, talking about you have not so learned. Talking about doing all different things. Say, but you have not so learned Christ. Have you learned Christ? This is a good question. Write it down. Write it down. Have I learned Christ? Have I learned Christ? Am I on my day-to-day basis when I study, when I go to church, when I do whatever I'm doing, and when I do my quote-unquote spiritual part of the day, right? Right? When I do that, am I learning Christ? Or am I learning some principles? Because, see, the principles can take you as far as the principle take you. But Christ has the principles in him. Principles stop. Christ is everlasting. Y'all understand me? Right? You can go get, pick us up. You can go get a message about that. But if you get Christ in his fullness, that is in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You get it? All of that is in Christ. So what have we been chasing when we live by the, when we quote unquote live by the book? What have we been looking for? I'm gonna put that pressure on. What have we been doing? We live a very Pharisaic life. It gotta be, because we ain't got a lot of results coming. Jesus said, John 5, and this is nothing. There's nothing new, but it's fresh, right? And this is not a new scripture, a new message. But faith comes by, and my biggest thing, I heard that before. Did you live it before? Because if you ain't lived it before, you ain't heard it before. And Jesus says this in 5:39, John 5:39, y'all there? Read it, ready, read. Verse 40. Search them scriptures. Search them scriptures. Now the Pharisees searched the scriptures. They said they used to have it tattooed all over their face. So he said the word, they thought it was literal. And he said, write the word upon your heart. And write the word upon, they thought it was, they didn't understand what was happening. So they got it written all on it. They got the, it's all on, you know, you like, anybody ever had a cheat sheet before? Don't lie to me up in here right now. School over. We can't go back. Anybody get you right now? There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, all right? Because you ever had written something on your hand? You wrote it on your arm. You wrote your sleeve up. And you better hope you wasn't sweating and smeared up there, you know, right? Right, right. They had it all written. But it's tattooed. I mean, you're going to get so many scriptures on you. You're going to leave something out. Because they just walk around and they knew the scripture. They knew how to legalize. They knew how to hang you for your shortcoming. They knew how to judge better than the best judges. They knew exactly how to condemn. They were the master condemners. Do it look like us right now? Come on, the church as a whole. Maybe not you right now. Maybe not specifically you, right? I don't know. But just as a whole. We know how to condemn them. We know who to tell who going to hell. And you won't say it, but you be feeling it in your head. You know what I'm saying? Ephesians 4, my last class, Ephesians 4, talking about the blindness of your heart. It's something in your heart. They got you blinded and say that. Well, we know how to send them to hell. We know how to condemn them. Ooh, don't let them have a baby early. I was about it one time. They say they get to condemn them when they have a baby early. You know what I'm saying? They say they call it baby out of wedlock. We have all these different words we use. Illegitimate and a bastard child sometimes and this and this and that. But sometimes you was that child. Some of y'all was born and your mama then wasn't married. You the child. What you want? Well, come on. Don't forget. Ephesians 2 talking about don't forget. Not too long ago, you was lost in the world without a God. But we do that though, huh? We forget. You know why we forget? Because we don't remember Jesus. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, right? And why the Bible's all talking about, we take communion, do this in remembrance. You need to remember. Everybody say remember. You need to remember that you ain't that far gone yet. Okay, listen to me. You need to remember what was done for you before you're not willing to do for somebody else. Right, but the only reason, it's not that we're bad people. It's not that we're evil. It's not that. It's just we don't remember Jesus. And the reason we don't remember Jesus is because we're looking for everything else and not looking for. So now he says, search them scriptures. You see it? Search the scriptures. Friend, you think, come on, look at it, look at it, look at it. Search the scriptures. Friend, them you think you have eternal life. And a lot of times we misquote this because we say, but there. No, it ain't say but, it says and, right? Yeah, so it doesn't mean that you don't search the scriptures. So it doesn't mean that the Pharisees were all the way wrong. They became Pharisees when they wouldn't do verse 40. It was a Pharisees and Sadducees. It's a problem when you don't, you become a Pharisee when you don't do verse 40. When you don't take that scripture and come unto Jesus or become like Jesus or stand the way that Jesus stands. You become a Pharisee and a Sadducee. Now you're going back. The Pharisee and the Sadducees was before Jesus. They didn't have a new covenant. They're trying to operate on a law, a penalty system. So not only do we operate on a penalty system of penalizing others, but we subconsciously penalize ourselves because we don't know any better, because of the blindness Ephesians 4 talks about, because of the, write down Ephesians 4, because of the blindness of our heart. It talks about children, talk to and fro with every wind of doctrine, same chapter, right? Then it talks about grow up into him in all things. We got to go. Go to Ephesians 4. We got to go. I got to do it. I don't want to stay over here too long. Verse 11 is government. You see it? Verse 11, y'all there? Ephesians 4:11, he says, so he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. For what? That's government. That's honor, right? We rank them, right? That's ranks, right? So we honor. So now, number 12, verse 12 is in rank 2. For the perfecting, I'm going to tell you something about being perfect in a minute. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of who? But you can't edify until you do the work of the ministry. But you can't do the work of the ministry until you perfect it. All right, I'm going to make something easy for you tonight. Right, we're going to relive it. I'm going to go back to it. So we all come into the unity of the faith. And what else? The knowledge of who? Who that is? Oh, so we doing all this stuff for that. I'm cemented to apostle, and I'm listening to, I'm taking prophecies from a prophet, and I got a pastor, and I listen to the teacher, and I support the event. Why? Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect. Everybody say perfect. I'm going to say it again, perfect. Man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. It would have been great if he would have said to the measure of the stature of Christ, but he was trying to make a point. The measure of status is what? The fullness. Not fakeness. Not halfway. Not picking up what you want. Grow up in him in all things. How many? He's coming up next. That we be his for no more children. Talk to and fro. They care about every wind of doctrine, huh? Huh? Y'all see that, huh? Every wind of doctrine. By the slight of men, the Pharisees says you, right? And kind of crafting with that line. That's why we got all these other laws. All these extra laws. And nobody went up on the mountain to get. Whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Now, what happened was, see, here's what happened. Anytime man's will gets involved, something's gonna mess up. Unless your will is his will. I'm guaranteed every time. It doesn't matter. You know it personally, don't you? Every time my will get mingled in. Even if my wicked means something ain't going to work right. Yeah. And so they lie and wait to deceive. They used to use religion to control people. You know, and they used to speak in another language. They speak in a language you didn't know. Huh? My father used to go to Catholic church and he used to speak in Latin. Well, we black folk, we don't know no Latin. We know a little Creole, a little, you know what I'm saying? We don't know. No Latin, so they speak in Latin, so they do everything in Latin, so now you got to come to them. They teach you how to go to God, but the veil been torn. All right, and that's just how it is. All right? Start doing a bunch of stuff, but don't teach you how to go there. You're going to make it one, tell me how are we going to, how? You're going to make it one day. Some of the charismatic priests do the same thing. You're going to be all right, everything's going to be good, just keep holding on. How do I hold on? right? Lying in wait to deceive. Because I just need you to depend on me. A good leader, any great leader, y'all listen to me. Any great leader wants you to learn so that if he ain't there, you can make it. I heard a pastor say this one time. He said, I want to teach you so good that if I go off, you can judge me. Right. Who going to say that? Right. Y'all tell me somebody y'all heard say that. Anybody going to say it? Anybody going to say that? Because they listen to what I said. Don't do nothing else. I can trust somebody like that because he got my well-being in his heart. It looked like Jesus. If a lot of preachers was Jesus, they'd have never wrote that scripture, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these that I go unto my Father. They'd be like, just keep on. They wouldn't even got crucified. And when it's time to go, nevertheless, now we're going to keep this church going. We're about to keep this ministry going. Ministry flowing like this? Oh, no. It's not time for me to go. I need to stay here and lead the people, not empower the people. I wrote down something. Empower. Let me see if I can find it in my notes. I wrote down something. You are not, are you ready? Are you ready for this one? You ready? I heard this statement. It's a powerful statement. You are not powerful until you can empower. You're not a powerful person until you can make somebody else powerful. You ain't really got no power until you can pass on some power. All right, let me. You ain't got no money if you ain't got nothing to lead to nobody. You ain't really rich if you can't leave something after you go and that person be rich too. You're not powerful until you can empower. That's the goal. Jesus' whole function was empowering. The whole point of everything he was doing was to empower mankind. That's why he kept on talking about, look at me. Be like me. I'm the way, truth, and life. Look, me and my Father. That's why he kept saying that. Because if you see me, you'll be empowered. You realize that the power is in how I am. It's not just in that scripture. Because that scripture will burn. Your house burned down, that scripture will burn. That your Bible will burn up somewhere. What you going to do then? But if you come, you can't kill Jesus no more. Can't get rid of him. They already killed him. And what he did? He got up. That's it. That's a wrap. That's all right. Ain't no take backs. Ain't no take backs. Ain't no reversal no more. This is it. I mean, it is finished. It is. Come on, say it. It is. Come on. It is. Come on. You say the whole thing. It is. Finish. Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again. I know what you're dealing with. What problems you got? What you trying to figure out? Well, it's not going to be finished. It's not. We're not looking for the finish line. It is. Let me teach you something. Can I teach you something? I'm gonna jump back, but we kept on seeing the word in Ephesians 4 about perfect, right? And it goes on. And verse 20 is a good verse. So you're not learning twice, but it keep on talking about perfect. And it said, don't be like Gentiles, vanity of your mind, and talk about the blindness of your heart, right? So what I'm prone to believe is that as he thinketh, therefore is he. As a man thinketh, or as he thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? So it means how I got going on is what I got going on, all right? So if I want to change what's going on, I got to change what's going on. Okay, right. And they ain't got nothing to do with whether God love you or not. They ain't got nothing to do with whether God did what he did or not. That has nothing to do with whether it's finished or not. Right now, you got to get your mind right. So if I don't have my mind right, I don't have my functioning right, I don't have my thought process right, then my production won't be right. True or not true? So it's talking about vanity of mind. So I got to change my mind. Everybody say change my mind. Come on, say, I got to change my mind. Come on, say it again, I got to change my mind. And it's great that we're talking about living by the book, because meditation and reading the word is changing your mind the whole time. Faith comes by hearing. You change your mind by observing the word and seeing it over and over again, and it changes what you understand. change your mind. Change your mind. I don't doubt that you know scriptures. I believe that you know scriptures, but do you know Jesus? And here's what I'm saying. I'm not, and he's not far off and he's not hiding. It's just you got to change your mind. You know what repent means, huh? You know what repent mean, huh? Repent. Oh, the Greek, the Hebrew definition, the way the Bible is written in Hebrew, that means simply to change your mind. I repent. And we don't know. Change your mind. To change your mind. So I got to change my mind. So I'm about to change your mind about something. Can we change our mind real quick? He says, for the perfecting of the saints. All right. Now, I told y'all about the word perfect. What I told y'all about that? No, but what I told y'all, don't y'all ever do. I told y'all. I know I told you a couple times. I probably said, what you said? Huh? You better not say it. You better not fix. I see you in the street somewhere talking about, well, ain't nobody pop upside your head. You ain't gonna know where it come from. It's me. You ever say that and you feel a slap, it's my trail. Don't worry about how I got there. I was just there. Don't you fix your mouth. Ain't nobody. Don't do it. Because it tell me I can be perfect. Right? And it's talking about until a perfect man, the stature of the master of the fullness of Christ. You see that further down? Until a perfect man. So he keep talking about perfect. I got to change my mind. I got to find Jesus in everything, right? And I'm looking for Jesus in every moment. Every time I read, I'm looking for him. Every service I hear, I'm looking for him. Every message I hear, I'm looking for him. If he ain't in there, then it's a problem. Because he is the living word. Bread of heaven, right? Right? So now, yeah, I'm on these songs tonight. Now, yeah, you're the living word. Right? He's the living water too. What you want? Water and bread? Which one you want? I'm all that. You can't get around me. I sustain you. All right, Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Alright, so here we go. Jesus. So unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ. Well, see, this is how we live. The Lord told me something. Can I tell you what he told me the other day? He told me something again tonight. He said, perfection is the beginning. It's not the end. Perfection is your starting point, not your destination, not your final destination. And then you say, well, I don't know what this is going to be. And perfection is a process. Uh-oh. So, come on, Macho, make that make sense to me now. Because if I start there, but it's a process, that means I start there, but I stay there? Oh. So here we are. Here's us. Y'all watching me? Here's us. Here's how we've been living. And so we've been approaching the word like this, and we've been living the word like this. And so because the blindness of our hearts and our minds haven't been changed, we haven't really been repenting. I'm not talking about confessing sins. I'm talking about repenting. It's two different things. Come on, y'all. Come on now. We live like this. Perfection. We're striving for perfection. Like I'm striving for perfection, right? And we've been living the wrong way. You don't strive for perfection, you strive from perfection. I'm sitting there a little while ago too, and he said, you're not, now catch what I'm saying. He said, you're not living. He said, you're not striving unto Jesus. You're living from Jesus. Is it finished or is it not finished? Come on. Was Jesus lying? It's almost done. He didn't say that. You got to play your part. He didn't say that. He said, it is finished. Already done. We know that by grace, right? Right? It's already done. So now what? If it's already done, what are we doing? If I'm up here striving to be something that I already am, it's a problem. Uh-oh, are y'all with me? Y'all flowing with me? Come on, are y'all with me? This will change your life if you can let it change your life. If you can change your mind, it'll change your life. You ready? If you can change your mind, we got a lot of religion in us. Come on, take it out your head. Take it out your head. Come on. Come on, pull it out. Come on. I want you, come on now, you got a grip. Y'all know y'all got some. Don't be like this. You know you got. All of my ears. Take the religion out. We got to get that out of there. Renew your mind. Later in Ephesians 4, talking about be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Romans talking about renewing your mind. Casting out imagination, every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What's the knowledge of God? It's done already. So why are you thinking like it ain't? Because it's done already. So we thought it was evil, lustful thoughts and evil thoughts and somebody trying to oppress me and an evil. That's an evil spirit. There's an evil spirit when you think you ain't won already. That's the worst evil spirit. That's the worst demon right there. The worst demon is the one that's standing there with you, making you think you ain't got it already. He the worst one. It ain't the one flying in the air with the in the big in the and your luck. No, it ain't that one. We've been fighting the wrong one because he changed mind. The worst ones is the ones that make you think you need to strive a little harder for perfection. It's already done. It's already finished. It is done. So now I'm not striving to perfection. And I'm not saying you don't have to pay attention and you want to be better. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you're not striving to perfection. You're striving from perfection. You're walking from a perfect state. Well, you say, Montreal, how can I do that? How can I do that? So you mean you're changing my religion now. You're changing my whole way of studying. Because that's how I was studying. Come on, tell the truth, amen. Come on. I was studying trying to get better. I was studying trying to get more like Jesus. How you do that? I want to get more like Jesus. Flip it to real quick. I want to get more like Jesus. And we say all these cool little things we say, right? Philippians chapter 2. Don't be approaching this. I know you think you know the scripture already. Stop. Stop right now in your mind. Because verse 13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both the will and the do of his good pleasure. It's God. You thought I was going to verse 5. Gotcha. Look, verse 13. It's God who works in you to will. It didn't say it's God who wants to work in you. Look at the scripture. Look at it. It don't say it's God who wants to work in you. It don't say it's God who will work in you. What it say? It is. It sounds like it's finished, all right? It is God. What? Does what? Worketh. Worketh means it's working right now. And what are you in there for? To will and to do of his good pleasure. So if God is working right now in you, that's what the scripture is saying, right? Can we conclude that the scripture is saying that God is inside of you right now working, right? It's him working in you, right? He's working right now. Well, why is not working out here? Why do it not get out? Why do it not get out? Why do it not get out? If he in there and he working, then why is it not working? My mind is clogged up like some bad plumbing pipes. And we backed up like a sewage. And we don't even know why it's stinking. Because of my mind. So now go to verse 5. Now that's the one you wanted to go to at first, huh? Read it. Verse 5. Go. What? You got to do what? What's the first word? What's the first word? Three letters. L-E-T. Let. Yield. It don't say push. It don't say struggle. It don't say study this mind. And let. Open up the door. It's easy. Jesus was lying when he said my yoke is easy. He wasn't tripping. He was like, oh yeah, Jesus, it's easy for you. No. He was serious about that. But the worst thing that's happened to mankind is religion. Work. You got to do works. You got to do works. Works. You got to struggle. You got to do this. You got to go through all this to get it done. Jump over three hurdles, say three hallelujahs, pour all on your head 4 times at 4 o'clock in the morning for the next 2 weeks, fast for 62 days, and maybe I might do a miracle. No, it's easy. The worst thing happened to mankind is religion. Because they told you it was difficult. It's not difficult, it's just steady. See, the process is not difficult, it's just steady. The process is not hard, it's just consistent. The scripture said in Proverbs, I think it's chapter 4, verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, consistency. Moving on, doing the same thing, repetition. Remember, yeah, I watched it. Repetition. You know what I'm talking about? Repetition. Yeah. Over and over. Same thing. It's a diligent, consistent thing. It's not difficult. It's only going to be difficult because you think it's difficult. See, your perception becomes your world. As he thinks, therefore, your perception, your mindset becomes your situation. And so if you're living this life, if you allow the enemy, sometimes the enemy or the enemy, if you allow that to happen to you and make you think it is difficult, you're going to struggle, partner. But if how many times we meditate on my yoke is easy, my burden is light? How long we meditate on that? We don't. We meditate on everything else. How long we meditate on my yoke is easy, my burden is light? We get to that, we be like, yeah, Jesus, but you know. Why we don't meditate on that one? That ain't the one we do, huh? I'll tell the truth. We don't meditate. Come on, y'all know it. We don't meditate on that one. Take my yoke away and learn me. For me, you'll find rest. For your what? Your soul been in overdrive. You've been working it too hard. You've been working it harder than it's supposed to work. Cause it's your mind. He told me the other day. I'm sitting in class the other day. In service the other day, he told me. He said take off your glasses. And put on mine. He said the reason most people don't make progress and then most people don't even hear the message. The apostle can be spitting some hot fire. And most people don't even realize the potential of how hot the fire is. Because they got their glasses on. So their glasses make them think internally about themselves and they don't think about how massive it is. You know, if I ask God to instead of asking him for water, if I ask him to send the rain, all of us get wet. Listen to me. If I ask for the flood instead of a bucket, if I ask God, Matthew 6:9, the Our Father prayer is powerful, isn't it? Because it's the Our Father prayer, not my Father prayer. There's a wisdom in that. Jesus said, when you pray like this. Our Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us. Listen, when we get to praying, I'm praying for us. Because if you don't make it, I don't make it. If I don't make it, you don't make it. Come on, y'all. Well, the religion made us individuals. And there's no more body. There's no more joint. You get it? There's no more joint. It's separated. It was separatist. Right. It's not about talking and going to hang out at each other's house. I don't care about that. We connect the way we want to be or not. Listen to me. So our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be done in thy kingdom come, thy will be done on in earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us. So if I keep praying for us, I get wet already. If I keep asking for water for us, I'm not going to be thirsty either. Because I ask for water for us. I think it's John chapter 17. Jesus prayed a powerful, Lord, please, Lord, the ones that I keep, the ones that you gave me. Yes. Come on, use your hand for a second. Us, we huddled up. It's us. Yes. So now, because I got my glasses on, I can only see what my prescription calling for. But if I take off my glasses and see and put on his glasses, then I see much better. I see much, it'll be wider, higher, further. I ain't going to be nearsighted. Right? And I won't be farsighted. I'll be all sighted. You take off, so when I don't be playing no games with God. When God tell me something, I didn't have no glasses on, but I... Take them off. Take your glasses off. Take them off. Come on. If you got glasses, then you got glasses. Take them off. And then now put his on. You get it? You get it? Clarity. Y'all can put your glasses back on. I know. Come on. Go ahead. Clarity. Right? Then you see, it's a different view. It's that man. It's that blind man. Lay hands on him, but I see men walking the trees. But then when Jesus touched him again, have you been touched again? I know you remember your day, but what about today? I'm gonna clap for myself. I know you remember your day, but what about today? Cause I need this fresh touch. You say I need a fresh touch from you, Lord. Like what about did he do this today? Is he walking around like this? See, we used to lay hands and fall. No, keep your hand on me. Keep. So now, Apostle laid hands on me one time, anointing so strong, I was like, he laid hands on me and I grabbed his arm. Like, I was trying to take that. Come on, can we go tomorrow? Bring that with, I swear, if you bring that power with me tomorrow, it's going down wherever I go. Y'all feel like that before? Right, right, right. Yeah, Jesus touching you. Oh, not only is he's not doing like this. He's in here. Oh, can't get no closer than that. Whoa, he ain't getting no closer than that. Is God working in you? You can't get no closer than that. So what's going on? 34, 6, 400 for you. Y'all ready? 34, 6, 400. I'm still talking about perfect. 34, 6, 400. This is what we got to fix ourselves. Oh, I was talking about a certain subject, and we were just talking about it. And I said, you know, whatever you desire, you're going to get it. If you have an insatiable desire for Jesus, he ain't running from you. But you don't have a more, you don't have a deeper revelation of him because you don't have that desire. You design a lot of other things. It's just immaturity, not perfection, right? Don't feel bad. Fix it. All right. 34, 6, 400. And people design things, but it's 30. And you get 30, praise the Lord, 30 better than zero. But what people don't understand is 34, 6, 400. And I ask God why he ain't do 34, 6, 490 because it's multiplied by threes, right? He said, because I add the extra 10, that's grace, favor. Like, I'm going to throw extra 10 on there for the whole thing, right? Yeah, because, all right, it's not the way you multiply because they don't add up. 34, 6, 400, that's not the way I multiply. The numbers went crazy on there, right? Like, it's something higher than my multiplication, right? All right. So what people don't realize is if I get 100, 30 and 60 is on the inside of 100. I'm gonna count 30, 60, 31, 61, 52. Well, come on, whatever. All that's if I do 100, then the worst thing that's happened is what? Religion. All right, religion got us thinking self-preservation because the law was self-preserving. You would do the law so that you won't get killed. Self-preserving. But now because Jesus, I didn't come to do away with the law, I came to improve the law. I mean, I'm gonna keep you. Cause you couldn't keep yourself no way. You were trying to do the law, but it wasn't working. Well, people was dying. It was opening up the ground, swallowing up people. People was getting ate up by animals. All kind of stuff was happening. Y'all saw in the Old Testament that people weren't keeping themselves. It wasn't. They had grace back then too. Thank God. Something was back there. But you couldn't keep yourself because it didn't work. So why are you still trying to keep yourself? Because it doesn't work. All right. So our problem is, we're shooting for 30 and 60, knowing that we want 100, and we're never moving forward any further because we get capped off. And so we get life and we live it, and it just kind of fades on out. You ever see that happen to people? Yeah, because they didn't do 100. The extraordinary people, that, I don't know why anybody would not do 100. I don't know why anybody would not shoot for 100. How do I shoot for 100? Give 100. So here's the fear. Fear is a paralyzer. Fear, you either fear or in love. Here's the fear. You think you're going to lose something. You ain't got nothing out anyway, though. Compared to what you know you're supposed to have, right? But you think, when I tell you, let this mind be used also in Christ Jesus and take off your glasses, you still trying to put your glasses in the case. Put them on the ground, stump them out, burn them, singe them, do whatever. Get rid of your glasses. What I'm going to do? What about my life? That's the first thing people say. When somebody really go hard after Jesus, or they forsake everything for what about your life? You need to live who life? What is that? My life is not my own. Anybody that try to keep their life is going to lose their life. But if you give your life for my sake, you'll have more life and all that. Right, right, right. He says, how hard is it for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God? Them dummies still thought they were talking about heaven. They're talking about God's way. Because the disciples, they're like, well, who going to go? How we going to get in? Because they knew they had some stuff. Right? He said, ain't nobody that gave up mothers and fathers and husbands and wives and lands and houses for my sake and ain't going to receive 100-fold. And then he made it a point. So you crazy folks don't be talking about heaven all the time. He said, now in this time. 100-fold, right? It's not we be folding up 100s in our pocket. You got 100 folded up. You didn't fold it up so you can tuck it away. No, no. It manifold, multiply. But we're afraid, the best description I had in my last class is like jumping off a diving board. We're afraid. We're afraid to jump off the cliff because we don't know how we're going to live. We're afraid to give it up. It's my last breath. I wonder how Jesus felt on that last breath. It's time to get his last enough. Father, why thou forsaken me? And he using his last breath to still forgive people. Going out to his last breath, thinking about somebody else. Y'all know you'd have been you up there, have been me. I'd have been praying in tongues, talking about, Lord, deliver me. Help me with the pain, Jesus, please. Mm-hmm. Yes. That last breath, but you don't want to give it, but you don't realize if you give that breath, you get all the breath you want.
Right.
But it's hard. It's difficult because you got your identity. You didn't already figure out who you are. Come on, I'm breaking it. Everybody say, break it down. Come on, come on, say break it down. You got to break your mind down. This ain't a message. This a life. This ain't a class no more. This is something, this is a life, this is something you need to do. Give it up. Right? Because if I give up, if ain't nobody gave it all up that didn't give it all, get it all multiplied. So I know if even if I don't get 100 multiplied, if I just get 100, I know 30 and 60 is in there. I'm going for the top. Test your affections on things above. Shoot for the 100. Why would you shoot for 30? Why would you do that? Why would you settle for 30? And God is gracious, so he give you 30, so you just want to leave life as a zero. But come on. Come on, perfection. Good, acceptable. Inside the perfect will is good. You're good and you accept it. But that perfect will got it all in there. I'm shooting for that. I can't get perfection out of being good. But if I get perfection, I'll always be. So look, where you at? Levels, like I think it's Matthew 5 in the Beatitudes. He started talking about blesses the man. He said, "No, he's not talking about if you slap you on one side, turn the other cheek." Remember that? Remember that? He sue you for your coat. Give him your cloak. Give him your cloak also. Right, right. If you actually go a mile, go 2 miles with him. Right. Be careful when you're in the way with your adversary, lest they be offended and they cast you up to the judge. And you're gonna put you in prison. You're gonna get out. Right. He started talking to him. It's right after he got baptized. Right, right, right. He came back from being tempted, and they didn't know what was going on. They didn't get what was going on because John thought Jesus was coming purge the floor. He thought Jesus was about to wild out and kill everybody that's talking stupid. And Jesus started bringing deliverance and revelation to him. And Jesus said this, it's a one-up, it's level. See, he one-up. You good? Get perfect. Or everybody accepting you? Get perfect. Now, truth of the matter is, if you're perfect, everybody's not going to accept you. I told somebody the other day, if everybody in society is okay with how you're living, and everything is cool, and ain't nobody mad with you, then ain't nobody kind of shook up about who you are and how you are, there's a problem. I got one quick one for you. Ready? We're going to go. You ready? Tomorrow's what? What's tomorrow? What's tomorrow? What's tomorrow's date? 29th. Here's what we're going to do. March 29th. I'm going to set this up for you. Right? You ready? March 29th, 34-64-104, right? March 29th, you can meet me anytime tomorrow. Come meet me, line up, come meet me in my office. You meet me before midnight tomorrow. We'll sign some papers. We'll get $30 million. I just got it for you. All right, you'll meet me tomorrow, sign them papers, $30 million. Somebody got praying in tongues in their head right now. But if March 29th in 2017, if you wait, we'll do the same thing on that day, but it'll be 60. Now, don't get caught up on the principle of waiting. Get the principle of what I'm trying to say. that is a good principle because I got to sacrifice something. But and that's cool. 630, that's 30 million, 60 million. Well, yeah, we can, yeah. Right, but if you wait till 2018 on March 29th and meet me, now you pass up the 30th. You pass up tomorrow, midnight pass tomorrow, you can't go back to 30. That's what people are afraid of. You can't jump off the cliff reaching back for the cliff. They used to tell us in playing ball that when you do something, you have to commit. You run it back. When the play is going a certain way, I don't care if the hole close up. You got to commit to it because if it do open up, it might break you for a 30 or 40 yarder, right? But you can't go in there timid. You got to commit. Whatever play you run in, no matter what sport, you got to commit. If you don't, when they run in track, you got to commit. You got to commit to the point where you fall, you're going to bust your face up. But you better commit because that's the only way you're going to get fast. It's the only way you're going to win. So you got to commit, right? You can't run holding on to the start line. If you wait till 2018, we can sign on the same day as 100 million. Well, you know, 100 million, when you start talking about millions, 100 million, I know you're thinking 30 is a lot. 100 million is a whole nother thing. That's a tenth of a billion. Right. That's some other money. Mm-hmm. And inside the 100 is the 30 and the 60. Right. If you're just willing to go that far. He said, Montrell, what? I gotta pass up some things. Well, yeah, you do gotta pass up some stuff. So now what? Now you do have to make some sacrifices. Now what? Not everybody out there at the picnic. You can't be at the picnic. Now what? You the picnic that dope? Like you really want, is the food that good at the picnic? You want to hang out with everybody all the time? Come on. You sacrifice. Give it up. That's all Jesus is trying to tell you. Change your mind. Where's Jesus? Find Jesus. Y'all better go back and listen to this clip. I'm going back and listen to what Darren said. You sent it to me tonight. Because I'm going to go listen to this one. Because, you change it. All right. Amen.